following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Monday edition here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday program. Coming up, we'll catch up with the Kearney Little Leaguers, and head coach Bill Bonner will be joining us. We'll also be continuing our Big Ten preview with Jerry Kill, head coach in Minnesota. We'll hear from him. And we'll also hear from Athletic Director Paul Plinsky and Daryl Morris today. They unveiled their new Under Armour uniforms, and you can check those out on our Facebook page right now at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can go to our Facebook page, which is ESPN Superstation, and check out the new look. Bronson Marsh, Romero Cotton, and Tyke Kojal were changing over to models today, Jimmy, to show off the new loafer look, and it's pretty snazzy.
What color are the pants, Doug? What color are the shirts? Are they still in the blue and gold, or is it, like, wild?
Well, they've got a way to mix and match at least nine separate ways. There's a black, there's a white, and then there's the blue with some gold trim, and the tops and bottoms can all switch out. They're going to go all white for the first game on the road at Northwest Missouri State. The uniforms are cool. The kids are into it. The athletes are into it. It's a big deal, and we'll hear some comments here from the coach in a minute. But I like what they've done to the helmets. They haven't changed the color of the helmets. They've made the Loper emblem a little bigger, and then they have, almost everything now has some special cause or whatever. They'll have Military Day, the Loper's red, white, and blue, kind of the flag look. I like that one the best. And then they also have Breast Cancer Awareness, so they'll have a pink Loper helmet. Not the Loper helmet won't be pink, but the insignia, the actual Loper will be. And there's all kinds of ways to mix and match, and they still will wear the camo uniforms that they had last year. They've got one day, obviously, Military Day set aside for that against Washburn, I believe Coach Morris said. Coach Morris is going to be in on Wednesday to talk about a couple of different things. Gridiron Golf Tournament is coming up this weekend for the Lopers. But I think they're snazzy, and it's hard to believe that, you know, we're talking about that uniforms and all that. But Coach Morris says, when you walk off the bus, and he goes, as a military background, you want all your guys looking the same, not just a hodgepodge of – and he goes, you know, when we work out, we go in a away game, we work out, they're kind of wearing what they have, nothing that we issue. He goes, now we'll all look the same, we'll be the same, we'll be together. And there is some team bonding and unity over these kind of things. It makes you a little proud that you look good, and now you hopefully you play good, and that's what some of the players were saying.
Yeah, and you know, and whatever works for each program, you know what I mean? And that's what it is. I remember the Miami of Florida when they had their success. You know, they all kind of wore their stuff, you know, and did what they could do, but that was their image, you know, and I don't think that's the image that UNK wants, is that type of image. They want an image that's, hey, we're kind of a disciplined group, and here we are, we're one team, we're one unit, and here's how we work together.
So that's going on. In fact, as good as time as any to maybe hear from what the coaches had to say, what athletic director Paul Plinsky had to say at the press conference that was held earlier this morning. Nobody ran out like Bo Pelini in the new Nebraska alternate uniform, but here's what athletic director Plinsky had to say.
In January, we concluded a three-month process of securing a uniform, apparel, and footwear vendor for the entire Department of Intercollegiate Athletics. Bids came from every major company in America in hopes of partnering with the Lopers. It was our goal to collaborate with a national brand who makes state-of-the-art, good-looking, and highly appealing apparel.
And Coach Moore says it is a big day for the university.
From a head coaching perspective, this is a big day for us and a big day for our football program, and it's something that we've been excited about and have looked forward to for some time. It's something that this football program has needed for quite some time. When you recruit the modern-day student-athlete, the question will inevitably be asked, who are you with? What sports apparel company do you belong to? And we can now say Under Armour, and we have immediate credibility nationally.
Does help in recruiting. And I asked Bronson Marsh, obviously when he went with the Huskers, kind of the same deal. You're decked out. They give you all the gear that you need, and then you come to Kearney and, I got to go get a T-shirt, you know, to work out in. So it does make a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. And that's what happens in 2014, something you didn't think was going to happen when I was growing up, you know, that everything was that way. I was surprised when I was a child when I found out that, like, some of these NCAA basketball coaches, just to make sure their team wore Converse or, you know, Nike or whatever that happened to be, that they'd pay them money. Now they're getting paid. They're paid the coach to make sure that they wear that. You know, I thought that was an amazing thing, but that's kind of what we're doing here now. 2014, now it's all the gear and not just one uniform. Like, hey, we got 17 ways or 16 ways to wear this and that, and we'll be home this way. Because I thought, remember the year one time Nebraska went all red or all white? And we're going, hey, that's really unique, you know, because we always were really traditional.
Because it was either red top, white bottom, or white top, red bottom. Ooh, we put them together.
Yeah. What happened there? Upset special.
And then we lose to Oklahoma. But, again, you can check it out on our Facebook page at ESPN Superstation. That's our Facebook page, or the Doug and Daddy Facebook page as well. And check things out there. Keeping you up to date on the Little Leaguers, they did not get off to the start they wanted, like they have maybe the last couple of seasons in Indianapolis. They're in a must-win this afternoon at 4 o'clock. They will be in action against Plymouth New Hope, Minnesota. Now, Plymouth New Hope is 3-0. Canyon Lake, South Dakota is 3-0. Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri 1-2, and then Iowa is out of it. They are 0-3. That's who Nebraska beat 5-0 yesterday. But before you get too over the top here, usually one team separates itself. I think it's Canyon Lake, South Dakota, because South Dakota and Minnesota won't play each other. There's a chance they could both be 4-0 because they don't play each other. But Canyon Lake got all over Kearney after that rain delay on Friday night. They were up 7-0, and it's obviously, it kind of shakes you pretty good, and it ended up 13-3. Then Kearney, what's going to end up being a big game, they lost to Kansas 6-5 on Saturday. Then they beat Iowa 5-0. Well, the Minnesota team beat Iowa 4-0, and their other two wins are one run over Missouri and one run over Kansas. So obviously this looks like a even match today, and Kearney will need a little help as well, and they'll know that ahead of time. South Dakota plays Kansas, and they need South Dakota to beat Kansas so that if Kearney's 2-2, they will get in. But there's a couple of obviously different versions of way things could help out. They would like to see Iowa beat Missouri, so 2-2 should get them in, but there is still a outside chance of something weird happening. Bottom line, we'll talk with Coach Bonner a little bit later on, but took them a game to get their legs under them, it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, you got down 7-0, you know, and was that the top? I don't know. Was that in the top of the first or even before they even swung a bat?
Yeah.
So you're exactly right. It'll be interesting to see, too, because we don't know anything about these teams. Let's be honest about it. They might have to hold back a pitcher. You know, they might have one kid that's just really been, you know, he can go six innings and, you know, throw like two or three.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. You don't know what this, because at 3-0, they're in.
Right.
You know, Minnesota's in. So do they try to win to be the number one seed today, or do they just throw four kids and they're in, and then their pitching rotation is
that
set.
That normally is what's going to happen. Is Kearney, it's in a must win, so they're going to throw a great pitcher just to get in. This other team's going to be sitting back and saying, hey, we're not throwing anybody right now if we've only got – but, again, like I said, they might have four or five pitchers, or they may have just one real huge stud.
Also, we have the start of football season for Nebraska begins today. Their first practice is tonight. Jimmy, you coached long enough. Take me through first practice from that coaching perspective when you trot out on the field from the first time. Is it seems it would be different on the collegiate level because they're there all the time. And even Bo kind of slipped up at media days when he said, well, what I've seen this, well, you're not supposed to see a whole lot over the summer, obviously. But it's not like, oh, well, I've been playing basketball and I've been playing baseball in the summer, and now it's football season. That's changed.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that's really changed about it is at the high school level is that it's the paperwork about getting your physical. Hey, have you got your physical done? Where's your physical card? I didn't even know you were going out for football. You told me you weren't last year. But, you know, most of the kids that you work with, you know what I mean? So you've got, when I was at Ravana, and that's the only thing, or Gibbon, when I was at Gibbon, and then I also at SEM, is basically you went out there and the heat was something you thought about how hot it was that first day. And so you made sure there was plenty of water. And, you know, we tried to get some stuff done. We tried to do a lot of special team stuff because we couldn't hit that day anyway, in the first two days. You know, yeah. So we tried to get all of our special teams in. We spent a tremendous amount of time. These were not short practices. We tried to lengthen them out. We wanted to get a lot done. School hadn't started yet. You know, so we could keep things going. So we told our kids, hey, these are going to be long practices, but with plenty of water. We didn't do a tremendous amount of running. You know, we tried to get in shape to some degree, but it wasn't all about that. It was getting a lot of special team stuff and getting things like that organized. And that's stuff that Nebraska's already probably got in place in the NCAA, UNK, Hastings College, what have you. They've already got some of that in place, but we're going to go over that. And anytime, sometimes you have new coaches too. You know, you have new coaches, you're going to have some new, you're going to talk stuff, and everybody's got to be on the same page. And so we do some stuff. We'd call some stuff from the sideline and make sure we were getting the plays called right. And your bread and butter stuff, we worked a lot of that stuff too. You know, 8 or 10 basic plays that you're going to run, you got to get those things right.
Interesting articles, Lincoln Journal Star with SIP and things like that, how Nebraska may be changing up their practice routine, maybe modeling it a little bit more off of what Oregon is doing. Try to do a lot of stuff quicker, and the practices won't be as long, because if they're still trying to do some up-tempo, no-huddle type of things, that's what they want to get after right away. So it sounds like, and with the media now able to watch practice, they'll be able to tell you, you know, what Nebraska is doing as far as tempo and whether they're long. And another thing is, two-a-day practice is basically non-existent anymore. All the high schools in Nebraska can have conditioning, in quotes, this week, and then practice begins next Monday. But school starts so darn early anymore. I mean, there used to be almost 10 days of two-a-day practices, yeah. And that's non-existent anymore.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, a lot of that stuff before – you know, you were so concerned at some of the smaller schools. A lot of those kids were farming and irrigating and the jobs that they had, and they could continue to make money because it was a way of life. I mean, that was what happened. The kids, you know, they needed some money to go on, and all the schools I was at, that was the thing we considered. So we'd get up early and get that first one in, you know, the very first one, and then you'd go late at night. Because then kids were done working.
A lot
you know,
of 6 a.m., 6 p.m.
Yeah, or even 7 p.m. if you had to, you know, I mean, whatever. And you talk to your players, hey, when is the best time for all of us to have this practice so we can kind of make things work out? So that was a lot of that's going on. And, Doug, and you're right. You know, a lot of it, too, you know, was, you know, as soon as practice was over, you'd find out, hey, this doesn't fit. Hey, I'm in large pants, and, hey, these aren't really working out. I need medium or extra large or whatever. So that was stuff you found out. You know, that. You know, I remember going to the equipment room. I was so glad when tour days were over just from the equipment standpoint. You know, that, hey, I forgot my mouthpiece today, and we'd have to run and go. We'd have some left over. But, you know, they weren't molded then either, you know. So, yeah.
One of the funny things I thought today was Tyke Kojal, when they were wearing the uniforms, and they all liked the way they fit and looked and all that, and he goes, yeah, and guys won't be able to hold us as well either because they're so body conforming. He goes, the stuff we had last year, they could grab onto is a little baggy.
Yeah, that's,
so tougher
yeah,
to hold.
Oh yeah, and I think you know that's when you look at football players and you'll look at a guy and he's number 18, and sometimes his ones clear over on one side and his eights clear over on the other side, and you're kind of going, what did he got? You know, that's a fashion statement. That's bad. He's wearing the wrong size. Well, he's wearing that for a reason.
Probably because he didn't get in much.
A
little hand-me-down there.
There you go.
A couple of other notes before we take a break here. We've talked to UNK, added some players. We talked about that last Friday on the show in Nebraska as well. Not a whole lot of blow-up sports news on the local scene. Obviously, what's going on in the national scene there with the Paul George injury. And then this morning they're talking, Cowherd talking about average quarterback Andy Dalton signing a deal with the Cincinnati Bengals. I like Andy Dalton. He's pretty solid. They have hired, I want to give you this because I still look, we still get some info from the RMAC, and we still have families that have kids and alum that are going out and playing Shadron or elsewhere. CSU Pueblo is the preseason number one. Now the MIAA comes out tomorrow. They have their media day tomorrow, so Coach Morris and a couple guys are headed down there. And we'll have that tomorrow. But Pueblo, number one, Shadron State picked to finish second, just ahead of Colorado Mines. Although not a whole lot of Shadron State player were preseason all-conference, CSU Pueblo has six first-team offensive all-conference and four on the defense. 10 starters in a 10-team league are first-team all-conference? Wow.
Yeah, that
wow.
You know, I used to referee that league, Doug, and I'll tell you what, there was a time when Shadron State and UNK kind of dominated that whole thing. And, you know, now Mines and Pueblo, you know, have been some of the teams that have really stepped it up, you know. So, and, you know, and you're going to talk to the Minnesota coach about somebody that steps it up in the Big Ten.
If you'd like to be a part of the program, give us a buzz, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Or you can, of course, tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. Folks, don't forget the 87th annual Southwest Open will be played at the Holdridge Country Club this weekend, August 9th and 10th. Your $95 entry fee gets you golf both days. It even throws in a free practice round on Friday if you'd like to play then. Free range balls, the great dinner Saturday night in Calcutta. It's one of the oldest in the state of Nebraska. 87th annual Southwest Open at the Holdridge Country Club. You can contact them at 995-5744. That's 308-995-5744. Or go online to holdridgecc.com. Get a hold of the Holdridge Country Club. Get yourself, get your buddies in, get that foursome set up if you would like to for the 87th annual Southwest Open this weekend at the Holdridge Country Club. When we come back, we're headed to Indianapolis to talk with the Little League coach Bill Bonner ahead of their final pool play game. Minnesota coach Jerry Kill and more coming up.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Today we'll have an abundance of sunshine and highs topping out near 92 degrees. Winds turn to the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, clear to partly cloudy, lows falling to the 60s. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 75.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, when it's lunchtime or evening time, the Chicken Coop, a great place on Monday. Love the Chicken Coop. Monday, you slide right in there. Of course, it's very convenient to where we're at here at the radio station, but you slide right in to the Chicken Coop on 2115 Avenue A, open 7 days a week, and they have the same great meals and same great deals as they've had for a long, long time. They're getting geared up for the college and NFL season. In fact, first game was last night. I didn't even look. The Giants cover? 17-13. I don't even know. 17-13. Giants won it. But the Chicken Coop, have your great sandwiches. On Monday, the special is the steak sandwich, your choice aside, only $6.99, and they'll have some great deals as football season officially gets going here within the month. Hard to believe that, but whether it's lunchtime, afternoon, evenings, they're all there for you. You can get some great sandwiches, get some wings, boneless or bone-in. They've got over a dozen different flavors that they can marinate those with, and they're so, so good at the Chicken Coop, of course, a big sponsor of us at Big Ten Media Days, the Chicken Coop in Kearney. Well, maybe we could ship a little Chicken Coop food out to Indianapolis, but I assume that they're probably feeding the boys well out there, and they probably eat it all as well. Doug Duda and Jim Langan with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Bill Bonner joins us from Indianapolis ahead of their final pool play game later this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Billy, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Doug?
Well, we're doing good, and we see that the team is starting to scratch along here. I know you don't want to be in a pressure situation, but I guess that's where you guys find yourself today.
Yep, we are. We got a chance here. We got both other Midwest region games. They'll play at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock before us. That'll give us an idea of what we need to do tonight. We definitely need to go out and get the victory if we're going to have a chance of getting into the bracket play.
I guess just for the fans out there, I tried to explain it, but you do have to win, and then is there anything that can possibly keep you out if you win?
If we win, and if Kansas would happen to beat South Dakota, Kansas would most likely win the head-to-head, and they would advance.
So we'll be rooting for South Dakota. Well, let's start with how things – it didn't start well for you on Friday. I guess the rain delay – I don't know if that affects you. I know your kids are really jacked up. Just kind of take us through the weekend game by game and how it started and where you're at right now.
Yeah, first game against South Dakota, I think we were definitely ready to go. Rain delay definitely didn't help us. They came out and started hitting the ball against us. We had trouble finding the strike zone. Had a few pass balls, and things kind of got away from us in that first inning, and it was too much for us to get back in the game and make a game out of it. The next game against Kansas, and Kansas kind of been a surprise team. They were definitely the underdogs coming in, and they've played they played us and beat us. And first game they took Missouri into extra innings. And then have played their third game was a tough game for them as well. So they've kind of opened up some eyes. And then yesterday we came out and definitely got hot early. I think that was a key. Seth Stroh had a lot of first pitch strikes, kind of overpowered their hitters. And then we got up, played, and took care of business in that first inning and got us going. And I think that set the tone for the rest of the game.
Hey, Coach, Jim Langan here. Hey, tell us, you talked about the Stroh kid pitch, and tell us who else has been playing well for you.
We're going to have Brandt on the mound, Brandt Grosskreutz on the mound today. He's been throwing well. We've had a few other kids that have come in and have hit the ball when we needed them to. We're having some problems kind of stringing some hits together and putting some runs on the board. We're definitely not meeting the expectations that we had coming in as far as hitting the ball. I think we're a much better hitting team than what we've displayed so far. Hopefully we can get the bats going today and take care of business.
Billy, does it seem like there's more runs being scored this year than usual? I always kind of remember these being some pretty good pitchers' duels over the time.
Yeah, got a lot of teams have a lot of power this year. It seems like, we're also watching the Great Lakes region that's up here going on at the same time. And all 12 teams seem like they are hitting the ball well. Pitching. I've talked to a few of the people that have been around here for a while, and pitching seems to be about the same as far as a lot of teams have some strong pitchers. The kids are hitting the ball this year.
Bill Bonner with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Indianapolis, the coach of this year's Kearney Little League team, Nebraska State champs out there at the Midwest Regional. I know there's always the way the opponent decides to approach this game. Minnesota is in. I don't know that it makes a big difference if they're a one or two seed. How well do all the coaches know the other teams, talk back and forth? Do you have any idea what their strategy will be today?
You know, I think it's really going to depend on how South Dakota comes out. If they get the win, I know Minnesota's probably shooting for that number one seed. We got two teams that are undefeated with South Dakota and Minnesota. So I'm going to guess that they're going to come out and throw what they have at us to try to get the win so they can potentially get that number one seed.
If you do advance, Billy, you've always talked about how you like the depth of your pitching staff. How could the rest of the week possibly go if things take care of itself today?
We got the only two guys that can't throw today are Seth Stroh and Lane Shires. Both can come back if we advance on Wednesday. We'll see what we end up doing today pitching-wise. Realistically, we could probably throw Brandt 65 pitches today and potentially if we advance out of the bracket, first round of the bracket, he could come in on Friday and start in the championship game.
And besides baseball, how's it been going out there?
You know, it's been very interesting. They got, like I said in a couple of my posts out, they used to put everybody at the complex there and have all 12 teams stay at the complex. This year we're all huddled up into one of the motels out here, so it's been a little bit different environment especially for some of the kids that have made a return trip, some of the coaches. So it's been a little bit of a challenge getting kids back and forth from the hotel to the playing field and practice fields and also they serve lunch over there. So we kind of got to, without making four or five trips a day, we try to strategize and get there and not have so many trips. Today we're kind of hanging out, waiting for this afternoon. We'll probably head over to the field about 2:30, 3 o'clock, get in some hitting and get ready for the game tonight.
All right, Billy, we'll be watching and cheering back here at home. I know everybody keeps paying attention. You've had a lot of well wishes, so keep it up. Get that win today, and let's play some more baseball.
Appreciate all the support from all you guys.
Thanks, Billy. Good luck.
Thanks, Doug.
That's Billy Bonner joining us here, the manager of the Kearney Little Leaguers, as they play this afternoon. That's 4 o'clock Central Time, of course, in Indy. They're an hour ahead, so that's what he's referring to there with the practice times. We're getting some hitting in today. But 4 o'clock, ESPN3.com. And I think they, without knowing anything, you just look at the numbers. I mean, without knowing anything about the team, they're winning by one run and one run and one run most of the time. So I think the Kearney's definitely got a chance. You know, there's sometimes this is going to take a little bit more than just playing our best, but I think they definitely got a chance today.
Yeah, it looks like Minnesota's not the best 3-0 team, like you say. South Dakota's 3-0. Minnesota's the second best 3-0 team. Looks like there's three teams there that are pretty equal. in the middle, and I guess it looks like the Iowa team struggling quite a bit, you know. But that you know, when you look at the runs allowed too, you know, in situations like that, so that makes a big difference. But there's two teams in, and it's Minnesota and South Dakota are in, and the other there's three teams playing for the other two spots, basically.
Yeah. Kearney's got to score some runs today against a Minnesota team that's only allowed 7 runs in their first three contests. Everybody else is between 16 and 19, been some high-scoring games. So see if the pitching can hold up today and Kearney can scratch out a win and keep playing at the Midwest Regional in Indianapolis. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and the coolest topics. What do you make of the Huskers' preseason coaches poll ranking at number 22? Well, 46% of you said it's just right, 38% said it's too high, and 15% said it is too low. I think that tells you a little bit about a Husker fan this day and age when 38% said that 22nd is too high, because you know they're always optimistic about what's going to happen with the Big Red.
Yeah, and you know, I think too, and now this, Doug, I think the people that take the time to call into our show and or you know, or text in, or however they do it, yeah, you know, I think those people are pretty knowledgeable. You know, I think that, you know, the time that group of people is putting things and facing reality a little bit, that hey, you know, Nebraska's about the 25th best team in the nation, and we're not very close to being a top 10 team right now. You know, but there's a lot of people that are between that 15 to 40 group. I mean, there's not much difference, and boy, you know, there is a big difference sometimes between Florida State and somebody else, because they're beating them 42-0 at halftime, yeah, and that team's ranked 18th in the nation. You know, I mean, so there's a
it
big,
happens.
Yeah, it's a big gap between them and Alabama, what they can do, you know. And, you know, I think Oklahoma probably got based a lot on their last win over Alabama. And Alabama, that's the first time those kids have ever played a college football game where they weren't playing for a national championship. Yeah, I mean, all the other games, yeah, they were ranked number one or had a chance to be in the national. That's the first time they ever did so. I mean, Alabama was in a situation where Oklahoma had them at the right time. And I don't know if Oklahoma, if everybody remembers, they played Baylor, and that thing was over with big time early in the game, you know, with that. So I don't know if Oklahoma's that good either.
Well, let's take a look at our Midtown Mark question today. Which new uniform do you like better, the Lopers or the Huskers? You can look online on our Facebook or on our webpage here to vote. You can vote anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Which uniform do you like better, Lopers or Huskers? There's some pretty cool ones out there, and the photos are up as well. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Minnesota football coach Jerry Kill, when we come back.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? It's all here at your Complete Nutrition store. Sometimes it's a short-term fix you need. Ladies, get ready to rock that hideous bridesmaid dress. Yup, it's 2 weeks away and it's sleeveless. Good thing there's Trim 10, a quick 10-day solution to help you lose that last 5 to 10 pounds of water weight fast. Get Trim 10 only at your Complete Nutrition store. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service, and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Monday program. Time for more Big Ten chatter. Last Monday and Tuesday, of course, we were in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days and brought you a lot of interviews live on the show and had a whole lot more that we brought back for you to listen to, brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island for Mass times and parish activities throughout central and western Nebraska. You can go to gidiocese.org. We're talking with Jerry Kill, head coach at Minnesota, who's just continues to take the next step. And I think that is that the motto this year, Coach? You brought it up at Media Days. The kids are all fired up. Is that on a T-shirt somewhere, next step?
Well, it's not. Maybe it should be. I need to take you with me. But, you know, it's we've been doing this for, like I said, 31 years at different places. And, you know, I think that, you know, year three, it's always been we've kind of got it going. And we did some things last year that the program hadn't done in some about 40, 50 years. And so I think we're making some strides. We brought some excitement back. But it's always, you know, to get to this far is a good thing. But to take that next step, you know, you gotta beat, you know, you got to beat Wisconsin. You got to beat Iowa. You got to beat your border school. And, you know, I think that's our next step. You know, you're going to have this is going to be a battle. And, you know, I think it's very hard to go unscathed in the Big Ten. Right now, with all the bounce in it and so forth, and I always say you got to win your home games, but it's our schedule's difficult, and very difficult. But you know, it's time for us to be able to you know, win some of those games.
What's it take to take that next step? As you said, you've done it at various programs. What's the next key component?
I think confidence. I think believing that you can do it. I think when you've been at our school for a long time and hadn't had success, you automatically think, well, we're just Minnesota, and said, hey, we're Minnesota. We're back in this thing. And I think that we had a couple games this year, you know, starting off with Northwestern, is that, you know, we found some games in there that, hey, we won these games and we can go win others and maybe take that stigma off. So I think the kids have gained some confidence. And that's half of being successful.
What is it about Mitch that's going to make him the guy to lead you? And then after that, more about the rest of your quarterback stable.
He's a blue-collar guy. And when I was at Northern, we had, you know, Chandler Harnish and Jordan Lynch, blue-collar guys. When I was at Southern, same thing. And, you know, Mitch is one of those guys that loves playing, studies film all the time, gotten better since the day he came in. Tough guy. When he was a work teamer, when he's a freshman, he hooked it up with Rashid one practice. Not many people want to do that. So he's not afraid to back off. And, you know, he's got work to do like anybody does. But he's the kind of guy you want back behind there pulling the trigger. And he knows he's the guy. That's important. You got to know you're the guy.
He seems to have some confidence. And we're talking with Minnesota coach Jerry Kill. Wins gets people obviously looking at your program, but if you can have an in-state guy like Mitch kind of be a face of your program, whether he is yet or not, that also gets people interested when a hometown boy can have success.
Well, there's no doubt about that, and you know, I think our state's excited, but more importantly, I think our players are. You know, our players have gravitated to Mitch, and when you can take your whole team all summer long and basically run a practice, and he's in charge, and if somebody's late, he's running them, then that shows you finally got that leadership you need.
Talk about David Cobb, how he exploded last year, what made him get to that next level so quickly.
Well, I think the big thing is, again, that word confidence. I think when he got his opportunity, he had some success and probably went, hey, I can I can do this thing. And then we stayed with him, and he continued to have success and got better. And as his confidence grew, his play got better. And I think that's the whole key with kids. Sometimes, you know, you got a kid that's a pretty good athlete and just can't make a play. And then once he makes a play, he never looks back. And I think that's what happened to him.
Obviously, the defensive holes you've got to address. How are you getting ready to address that?
I think we'll be better on defense. A lot of people talk about that, but is that our secondary is going to be very, very talented. And Brock Green's got a chance to, you know, play here with the Bears, and is a great player. But we've had a number of good secondary players, and I think a couple that will be playing on Sundays, two or three of them. And, you know, Cedric Thompson's back. Antonio Johnson's back. Demaryius Travis is back. And Eric Murray's back. You know, then the key factor is bringing bodies back. He was a great player early in the season before he hurt his knee. Derek Wells, who's been a starter, is back, and he'll play corner. I can kind of keep going on. So we're deep in the secondary, deep enough to where we get spread teams, we can do some things, you know, playing five defensive backs and things of that nature. So that's the strength of our team. Then Devondre Campbell was 210 pounds last year. He's 240. And, you know, he's a guy that had to grow up in our program. Damian Wilson at linebacker. And then Jack Lynn, who's done some, had some minutes for us. Rayfield Dixon is a kid that we redshirted. Denerno Lasser is a kid we redshirted. Mike Rollis played limited time for us. But those guys got to step up. And we recruited a couple freshmen that we feel good about. And then the defensive line, we really got everybody back except Rasheed and Roland Johnson, but Roland had knee problems, so didn't play all the time. So, and the big man's a big force in there, no doubt about that. And the only way you replace a guy like that, you get two guys, you know, two for one, because one of them ain't going to be able to deal with what he did, but two of them maybe we can do all right. But I think a little bit of, you know, a little bit of depth at linebacker, maybe a tackle or two. We'll play a freshman probably at D tackle. He's a pretty good athlete right now. Kid from Mount Carmel. But, you know, we really feel we'll have a better football team now. However, everybody else going to, too. So that's the other answer.
And, Coach, with the way the season ended after the great start, is that the silver lining to keep the focus on the start of camp this year, that we've got to finish this year?
Yeah, I think so. We played Wisconsin as well. We played them, you know, since I've been there. And I think that I was disappointed we lost the game. We had a little better offensive showing, and same with Michigan State. You know, I think Coach D'Antonio will tell you it's 14-3. We had opportunities in that game. So I think our sour point was in the bowl game, and we brought our kids back. That ain't happening again. You know, that, and we put the film on and showed them. And as I told them when they shut the film off, I said, you guys better be starving. That's all I got to say. If you're not, then you shouldn't be in the program. And the next day, they're all down there throwing, catching. That's when all the leadership took over. So they've listened to what we've asked them to do. Now it's our job to get them in a position to be successful.
It's got to be awesome to witness as a coach to see your program continue to grow. I'll let you out of here with this. There's a rumor that in Lincoln they posted a no dancing sign in the visitors' locker room.
Sometimes you just get caught up in the moment, you know, and that's no disrespect to anybody, you know. You play against a storied program who I respect as much as anybody in the country, because I started in the Big Eight back in the day, and being from Kansas, there wasn't very many wins against Nebraska. I knew the Winstrom boys that played at the University of Nebraska because I coached at Webb City, and D'Angelo Evans, I knew. And so there's that's a great, you know. But, you know, they've already changed the Big Ten. They're making everybody else step it up facility-wise and so forth. So, and I got great respect for Bo and all the traditions. Like I said last time, you got Bo coach, and then Tom Osborne runs out there to begin game. I knew we were in a hell of a lot of trouble. You know, I said, hey, couldn't they pick a different day to do this? So I don't know what the hell you guys are going to run out there next year. We may get on the bus, go home. You're going to do that to it.
I'm sure that you've caught the attention of everybody. Coach Kill, we'll let you move on here. Always appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's more of our Big Ten talk with Minnesota coach Jerry Kill here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, brought to you in part by Misco Sports, getting you ready for the fall sports season. Headquartered in Ord, be looking for their new website coming soon. Also taking care of the little kids when it's little kids football time. And coincidentally, this story just coming down, Rashid Hageman out of Minnesota, who gave Nebraska all kinds of problems and is now with the Atlanta Falcons. The rookie defensive end does not have a fractured wrist stemming from his fight with center Joe Hawley. Coach Mike Smith said that Hageman had x-rays but did not elaborate on the injury. He left practice yesterday. Smith says he wants to stop the fighting during practice. Hageman is cleared for the combined practice today. Smith says backup offensive tackle Taron Jones was released with a concussion. So all kinds of fun going on in Falcons camp. So there you go, Rashid Hageman, for you Falcons in Minnesota. Gopher fans, it looks like everything's going to be okay. But it'll be interesting, I think, with Cobb at running back and Mitch Leidner at quarterback. They've got some pieces there at Minnesota. But Jerry Kill said it, now we got to beat the big boys. They beat Nebraska last year. There's a lot of talk about getting the axe from Wisconsin, somebody they haven't beat in a decade. Now they have to win all the same games, but then they have to go get a signature win, another one.
You know, Doug, what a fun guy. I mean, you did that with him alone. But, you know, so there was no way I was going to ask him a question. But I'll tell you what a fun guy with a great personality. Would he be fun to play for? I mean, you know, if you're playing college football, that's the guy I want to play with. A guy like that with that personality. I've got a little bit of humor in him. That was great about, hey, you know, if they bring Tom Osborne out there, man, you know, hey, thanks a lot. What'd you do this for? I mean, we're Minnesota. Why do you have a big special today? Or, you know, why are we doing something today? I like that. I like the way. And, you know, you remember Bobby Bowden, you know, when he was at Florida State. Didn't he kind of remind him a little bit the way he talks? And you know, I'll tell you what, one time we were trying to do this, you know. And
got a little Southern.
I'll tell you what. I don't know what happened there. You know, I thought we were going to beat them guys, and they beat us like a yard dog. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know. So, you know, I like his personality, and I'll tell you the other thing. He's right about one thing. There's been some programs, Doug. Oregon is one that kind of turned it around, you know, in our careers, you know, we've been following sports.
Kansas State.
TCU.
Yeah.
You know, Northwestern. There's been some times. Colorado, let's give them credit. You know, Colorado, you know, Nebraska.
They've turned it around again.
Yeah, they turned it right back again, right where it was at, didn't they? Yeah. You know, but, you know, and there's been some programs that have done that, you know, that in college football. In Minnesota, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do this. You know, in the 1960s, before you and I really were covering things, you know, they were the national champions at that time. But, boy, it has been a long time. It was Ohio State and Michigan only in that conference. Ohio State and Michigan, it was one game. You know, and there's other teams that had nice – you know, Purdue, hey, they went one time to the Rose Bowl. Isn't that nice? Or Iowa goes one time. Yeah, isn't that great? Michigan State has a good year, but it was Michigan and Ohio State that just dominated that thing. And you didn't see Illinois, Indiana, you know, you didn't see some of those schools getting to play much. And Minnesota was one of those, you know, that didn't turn it around. So he's trying to turn that around. And it is really hard because there's five or six other schools that are pretty good in that league. And yeah. So for them to turn it around, it really takes – you have to beat some of those people. And like you said, we got to beat people right next door to us now. And what you don't want to have happen, you don't want to fall into that 4-8 trap. You know, after you got there, you want to – you got them. Sometimes you just got to maintain what you're doing for a while. And, you know, that's kind of what's going on there at Minnesota is he's just turned that thing around. And with his charisma, I think has a lot to do with some people wanting to go play for him.
We've still got plenty of interviews from Big Ten Media Days that we're going to be bringing to you over the next 2 weeks. We're going to try Penn State linebacker Mike Hull again tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a couple other stories we'll get Jimmy's thoughts on, my opinion on. And if you'd like to join the program, love to hear from you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, it is August. We've been driving around. We've been seeing some of the fields doing a great job. We've been seeing those T&L pivot system doing a great job out there. Let T&L Irrigation and their dealers give you lasting value and decades of dependability because T&L systems are easier on you for a lifetime. T&L Irrigation, their worldwide headquarters in Hastings, taking care of all of the United States. A special spot for all the folks right here in central Nebraska and, of course, over 65 countries worldwide. Call your T&L dealer today or visit them online at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair. Now's the time to get your vehicle into Tice Auto Care for a summer checkup. Summer driving can take a toll on your vehicle, and it's important to make sure it's ready to take on the hot summer driving conditions. Tice Auto Care can check your hoses, brakes, fluids, and air conditioning so you're prepared for your vacation or just everyday driving. Stop by Tice Auto Care and visit with Mike and the crew about your summer vehicle checkup. They're ASE certified at 3rd and Denver in downtown Hastings.
Maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Please hold. Your call will be answered when the line is...
Sick of being just another number? As your local one-stop shop for all your insurance needs, the Kroll Agency can provide you with product variety and personalized claim service, all while calling you by name. Their most important concern is you. As an independent insurance agent, they're proud to offer worry-free insurance written through IMT and Wadita Insurance Companies, members of the IMT Group. Together, the Kroll Agency promises to provide you with the comfortable peace of mind that you deserve. Contact the Kroll Agency for your worry-free quote today.
Since the dawn of time, the land has been nurtured, first by the hands of nature and then by the hands of man. Farming is a way of life here. Today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest. And for years, they've depended on CHS Agri Service Center to help them. CHS is a locally owned and locally controlled, so the people behind the counters and on the phones are the people you've known for years, people you can rely on. There's a CHS Service Center near you, and always here at chsagra.com.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry supplies for a combined 140 years of experience, including the new showroom in Grand Island on West Highway 30. Stop in today and let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and the value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Doug and Daddy's show. Doug and Jim Langan with you on this first Monday of August in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Oh, good news. Into the month of August, Chevrolet has informed their dealers that they're going to continue the 0% for 60 months on the 2014 Cruises, Malibus, and Impalas. So they are giving you some bonus time in the month of August. How great is that? See your Midway dealer today. And, of course, we have the 2015 Malibus in stock now, and General Motors is offering an additional $1,000 rebate on those 2015 models. They're there for you, and you can check them out online or visit them on South 2nd Avenue, the Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or go to thinkmidway.com. Think Midway, it's a better way, and we'll be letting you know a lot more from Midway here as August rolls along. Jimmy, what do you think about a couple of things that I've noticed here? Brett Favre is going to go into the Packers Hall of Fame. Isn't that a no-brainer?
Automatic. He gets to go.
If you're twisted up about this, you know.
He's going to the Packers Hall of Fame. He's got a chance to go to the big one.
Well,
you know, so he's going to get to the Packers Hall of Fame. How many teams are there in the NFL? He's getting. I mean, how could that? Yeah,
they got a good deal too, because when he retired, they got Aaron Rodgers right in there, and he's been doing okay.
Yes, sir. But Favre definitely deserves to be in the Packers Hall of Fame. Who else is in there?
Some of them include Bart Starr.
I've heard of him.
Ray Nitschke.
Got him.
Curly Lambeau.
Yep.
Vince Lombardi.
Heard of him.
What do you think about that?
I think he's in.
That's just a few.
How many? Yeah, I mean,
well, Amon Green went in this year.
Is that right?
Yeah, Amon Green went in this year.
Vince Lombardi, Amon Green. Yeah, I think those two are good. That's fine with me. I have no problem with that.
They're planning an official announcement this afternoon. Favre says this wouldn't be possible if not for the foresight of former general manager Juan Wolf, who he says is the greatest in the history of the game. It's been 6 years since Favre retired from the Packers. Then he returned and played for the Jets and Minnesota in there. But that will become official a little bit later today. And U.S. Captain Tom Watson says Tiger Woods' latest back injury does not bode well for him playing in the Ryder Cup. He says he hopes the injury is an isolated problem and Woods can play in the PGA Championship this week. Watson told SiriusXM's PGA Tour Radio he knew something was wrong when he saw Woods badly miss on his tee shot on the fifth hole yesterday. But Tiger Woods may be making the decision very easy for Tom Watson here.
Yeah, no kidding. Doug, hey, you know, have you ever played a course like that was – I've only played one, and I happened to play it Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And I played in Fort Collins Country Club.
Okay.
And it's an older course, and it kind of – I'm going to describe it to you. I looked down there, and I couldn't quite see the hole where I was aiming, but I knew which way we were going. And
that's usually when I play best.
Yeah, there are trees, and these trees were not – made yesterday. I mean, these trees were like 300 or 400 years old. They're staring at me in the face, smiling at me a little bit. And then I go to tee off, and I look down, and it said 485 yards. You know, there's a little, I mean, and I'm like, well, that's easy. That's got to be a par 5. Wrong. That's par 4. Par 4. 485 yard par 4. I mean, I hit a great drive, hit a tremendous 3-wood, you know, and that was the only time I was on for birdie all day. The only time, every one of them, like, I mean, they might as well, why even use yards? They could use furlongs. This is 6 furlongs. It's par 4. 6 furlongs, par 4.
Well, you're up there in that.
And the greens
air,
are
right?
Lightning fast. Lightning fast.
Did you make the putt?
No, I think I played a mulligan, in fact, that time. I was not going to 4-putt from there.
No, well, yeah, that tends to happen. When you're a below average golfer, it's always funny how many times maybe you can par the hardest hole on the course. Because to me or you, they're all hard.
There were a lot of sixes on my scorecard. A lot of sixes.
And then you just stopped?
Yeah, because you had to move on to the next
there
player.
There weren't any sevens, remember? But there were a lot of sixes.
Yeah,
hey, folks, we're only a few days away from ESPN Superstation's Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve Blood Drive, and we've got a little good news and bad news. The good news, still plenty of appointments open for Wednesday. Of course, that's also the bad news. There's rarely a time of year that needs more presenting donors than summer, so this has always been a great event that we've helped sponsor here at Platte River Radio with ESPN Superstation and Classic Hits 98.9 and our friends in Hastings at The Breeze and 1230 KHAS. If you would like to make your appointment, 1-800-RED-CROSS, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and Holdridge, or you can log on to the website redcrossblood.org, redcrossblood.org. Presenting donors receive the latest commemorative t-shirt and donor day treats. So rock and roll up your sleeve for the Red Cross. It's all this Wednesday in the Tri-Cities and in Holdridge. The Class A State Baseball Champion of Championships was played over the weekend. Would you believe it was 16-2?
Yeah, you know what's really weird about that? Once somebody wins that game, you know, Doug, I umpired one between Papillion and Creighton Prep one year, and the game, of course, was in Omaha. And it was really disappointing because Kearney was played Creighton Prep. If Kearney wins, the game's in Kearney, and I don't have to drive all over the place, you know. But the score of the game was 20-1.
Mm.
You know, because once somebody gets down, they go, hey, you know what, and they start throwing a shortstop, somebody that hadn't pitched all year, because it doesn't matter, because they both get to go someplace. And it was already predetermined, you know, who was going to go where that year.
Yeah, Westside beats Creighton Prep 16-2. Both teams go to the Central Plains Regional. Back in the day, the BNC champ got to play with the A winner and the A runner-up. And 90% of the time, both the A teams moved on. But they'll be going on up to Fargo, North Dakota for the Central Plains Regional Tournament, which begins on Thursday. Again, the Kearney Little Leaguers play today at 4 o'clock. They need a win to go 2-2 and have a chance to qualify for the semifinals and keep that dream of the Little League World Series in Williamsport alive. Tomorrow, I'm taking a couple of days hiatus here, but Randy and Damon will be in with more sports. Jimmy will be back in Wednesday, and we'll see him a little bit later on in the week as well. Mike Hull, Penn State linebacker, among our guests tomorrow. We want to thank Minnesota football coach Jerry Kill and Little League manager Bill Bonner for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. And Jimmy, thanks for the time. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
You too, Doug.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.